You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. It's been 3 weeks since the last Valley Edition, and although we've taken a break, COVID-19 has not. Even as the vaccine slowly makes its way into people's arms, the virus is still devastating the San Joaquin Valley and filling hospitals to dangerous levels. Here to catch us up with the latest developments is FM89 health reporter Carrie Klein with our first COVID-19 update of 2021. Welcome back, Carrie.
Thank you, Kathleen.
During our last update in mid-December, the Valley was seeing a record-breaking surge in cases following the Thanksgiving break. What's happened since then? Are we over that surge?
If we are over it, we're not far beyond it. More than 2,500 cases are still being reported every day in the 7 counties where we broadcast. The biggest days for new cases were concentrated in the last 10 days of December, but these numbers fluctuate so much every day that it's still really difficult to tell whether they're improving or not. Where they're definitely not improving is in the number of people dying from COVID-19. So on Tuesday alone this week, there were reports of 129 deaths in our coverage area. That's twice what it was 2 weeks ago. Also complicating all of these numbers is that county health departments keep adjusting, they keep tweaking their reporting methods. So, Merced and Tulare counties, for example, they hardly reported any new data between Christmas and New Year's and then updated them all at once on a couple of days. Fresno County is now updating its COVID-related deaths only about once a week. And whenever they do, that number jumps by about 50 or 100 people. So it's really quite hard to pin down what is actually changing day by day. And inconsistent data reporting has a lot to do with that.
And how are our hospitals faring?
So right now, our local hospitals have the most COVID patients they've had yet in the pandemic. That's more than 1,500 patients in total in our coverage area, and that's 50% more than during the height of the summer surge. The state calculates availability in intensive care units every day, and here in the San Joaquin Valley, we've been at 0% since December 17th. As a caveat, it's important to know this data is calculated at only, one specific moment each day, so beds are opening up or filling up, at any number of times during each day. So that might not actually mean there are zero beds, but there are very, very few of them. Simultaneously to all of this, hospital workers are falling ill. And those who spend significant time with COVID-positive patients must go out on quarantine for 10 days before returning to work, even if they themselves are not ill. And so, for example, Community Medical Center is one of the largest hospital systems in the area. They have 283 employees currently with COVID-19 and another 100 out in isolation. At Cahuilla Delta, 173 employees have COVID. And at St. Agnes, another 112 are in self-isolation. So, these are not all record high numbers at this point for each one of these facilities, but they're still extremely high. All of this together is one reason that, at the end of December, Fresno, Kings, and Madera counties instituted a new ambulance policy. So if you call 911 and you're not experiencing a true emergency, they will not take you to the emergency room. The counties have tasked paramedics with evaluating the need of patients who call 911, and they'll refer you to urgent care or a primary care doctor if they feel you don't actually need the emergency room. This may actually sound like a fairly logical policy to have in place, but it is certainly a departure from before when, ambulances would transport everyone to the ER who called them. On the flip side, however, there has been some relief to all of this. The Department of Defense sent a team of 20 providers from largely from the Air Force to Community Regional Medical Center at the end of December, and they are helping to staff an additional 10 ICU beds that would not have been available before.
There's been a lot of talk at hospitals in other parts of the state about rationing care or supplies. Has that been happening here?
I don't believe so, and at least not in any really significant way. Here's Fresno County Interim Health Officer Dr. Race Vora when he was asked that question during a media call earlier in the week.
Our hospitals, especially the one where I have privileges, is never going to have the luxury to just ration care. I mean, we're a level one trauma center. We're the only level one trauma center in the whole valley. And so we'll always have to, provide that level of care.
He, of course, is talking about Community Regional Medical Center in Fresno. However, state health officials are putting together crisis plans that address what to do if hospital patient loads keep creeping up much higher than they already are.
Well, now let's pivot to the COVID-19 vaccine. When we last spoke, the first vaccine shipments had arrived at local hospitals and were just starting to be shot into doctors' arms. How has the vaccine rollout been since then?
It's actually been relatively smooth, just not quite as fast as I think health officials were expecting. There was one big hiccup in December, and that was that Fresno County had to return one entire shipment of the Moderna vaccine. That's 5,600 doses. That's because when they arrived, the data logger that keeps track of the temperature of the package reported some kind of error during transportation. It wasn't entirely clear what that was, but after talking with Moderna, the county returned those shipments, and then Moderna replaced all 5,600 doses within 48 hours. As far as I know, that's been the only major hindrance so far, according to county officials. And of course, there are kind of these national issues of, Pfizer did not actually end up shipping as many doses initially as they had promised. We've also heard stories from other parts of the state of, some doses being left out on counters and hospitals having to scramble to get those shots in arms before they expire. But as far as I know, there's been nothing of that sort in this area.
So how many vaccine doses have we received and where have those gone so far?
So statewide, California has now received a little over 2 million doses of both the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. As of earlier this week, however, only a quarter of those had actually been administered. So that's only, under 500,000 in total. So here in the Valley, around 18,000 people have gotten the vaccine. The state has not provided enough data to say what share that represents of all the vaccines that have been delivered here. But in Fresno County, at least, officials say only around 50 or 60% of those vaccines have been administered so far. It's also not even close to the total number of healthcare workers that are prioritized in this first wave of vaccines. Fresno County alone has more than 30,000 healthcare workers that would qualify.
Why is the vaccination rate so low?
Part of it is simply the logistics of getting these vaccines out. There are only so many clinics and hospitals that are qualified to administer them, and they need to work out how to notify people, how to set up appointments, and keep track of those people in order to make sure they get their second doses. This was also the holidays was, around when this was all arriving in California. And of course, just like in the general population, there are medical providers and healthcare workers who are reluctant to get the vaccine. Maybe they've had a bad experience with shots in the past, or maybe they feel that the development of the vaccine has been rushed. Here's Joe Prado. He's Fresno County's Community Health Division Manager, also on a media call earlier this week.
It's concerning with 60 or 50% of individuals wanting the vaccine right now. We want that number to be higher. At the same time, we want our community to have the space to make that decision so they can make an informed decision and feel good about the decision that I want to go and get vaccinated.
So he says that, that 50 to 60% number of the vaccines that have been taken so far, he says that represents a starting point and an opportunity for improvement.
Can you give us a sense of what we should expect in the coming weeks and months as the vaccine continues to roll out?
So every county is handling vaccinations on its own. So they're all going to be at slightly different stages, handling registration, logistics, all differently. But in general, we're in a part of the state's vaccination plan known as Phase 1A, which prioritizes healthcare staff with the most exposure to at-risk patients. And also some of those patients themselves as well. This includes people at hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, ambulances, or dialysis centers. Dentist offices may soon be able to administer the vaccine, assuming they can get waivers from the state. Prison staff and farm workers may also be qualifying soon to get the vaccine. But like I said, this all kind of varies by county. And unfortunately, this is all happening in front of the backdrop that health officials are expecting another big surge coming out of the December holidays.
Well, Carrie, this has been such an informative update. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.